special edition of Candidly 30.
Oh shit, no big deal.
Look out.
We're together still.
Love it.
Jokes on you all. No, just kidding. We decided to do a double take, so here we are. Good morning. It's Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, everybody.
We slept in. If you listened to the last episode, you know we were hurting a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Feeling a lot better today. Kate just made breakfast. It was lovely.
Thank you. Actually, and my favorite thing to do for breakfast is like a piece of toast and the guacamole, homemade guacamole that Kelly made yesterday. It was like chef's kiss. Really delicious.
Yeah.
Also, I'm glad that you're on the same page with me where I like my toast a little burnt, just a little on the crusty side.
Absolutely. I love everything burnt.
I'm okay with it. Yeah. Everybody else in my life is all, meh, can't have burnt toast.
Sorry, I just ran up the stairs and I'm like breathing really hard.
Kelly's catching her breath, everybody. Catch your breath afresh.
I just ran out while Kate was making breakfast, and I grabbed a couple of coffees from the local area. And so we thought it would be fun to do like a blind taste test. So Kate's husband ended up labeling all these coffee mugs. We have 8 coffee mugs in front of
us. It's a lot of coffee.
It's a lot of coffee. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But we haven't had any yet. So also our brains are not working.
I'm so excited.
100p. Totally. But we're going to get there. So yeah, we're going to kind of do like a blind taste test. So what we have on the docket is we have Stumptown, which is homebrew from Kate and her husband's house. Yep. It's what they like to drink on the daily. So I'm wondering if Kate will actually be able to tell the
difference. Yeah, I don't know.
It'll be very interesting.
Possible.
We also have Starbucks, which is very controversial because Kate hates it. You know, she's a hater. No big deal. So I'm wondering if she's going to like this one the most. That will literally be just like the best thing ever if she hates it or she loves it the most.
Like, that's a lot of heat coming into me on this Sunday morning.
I'm just saying that would just like be the epitome of irony.
Gross coffee, but yeah, fine, fair enough. I might like it. Anyway, okay. Keep going.
The next one we have is Black Rock, which is a local, it's local-ish. I don't know if it's just Oregon.
I think it might just be Oregon because I haven't seen it anywhere else.
Yeah, they have like a drive-thru, so it's just like easy and convenient. And so I don't think I've ever had it. So I'm very curious.
I don't know if I've ever had it either. Yeah.
To see. Oh, wait. Sorry. Go back a tiny bit. So for Starbucks, there was like different levels of roast, right? And so I just got like the medium roast because I was like down the line.
Pikes?
Down the middle. Yeah. Pikes. Yeah, medium roast.
That's a pretty basic one. So that's good.
I think that's what most people do like without fail.
No, it's okay. I'm just moving around. We're still on the love sack in the same outfits that we had yesterday too. So don't worry about it. But fine.
The last one is just and one that was like right around the corner from their house, and it's called Colombian Bean. And the barista was very chatty, and she was just like la 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 la. Anyway, she's like, "Have you ever had it? It's kind of strong." So I'm curious to see how that one will be. But she's like, "It's really good. It's just like strong coffee because the owner of the coffee shop is Colombian, so they're Colombian beans and whatever." So yeah,
good. And driving around, like, that's really upsetting to me that she was very chatty. I feel like I would not be able to handle that.
She was super cute. She was like, "I'm from Peru, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm from the Amazon of Peru." And so she's like, my family really likes Oregon because it's really green and stuff. And I was like, that's really sweet. Also, Kate and I have both been to Peru. Wait, did you go to the Amazon when you were there?
Like very last bit of the Amazon, I think. Cause like Machu Picchu was the furthest north of Peru that I think we were at, but I don't know if that's like technically part of the Amazon forest.
Yeah, I guess not really.
Or Aguascalientes.
Yeah, Aguascalientes. Yeah.
We should go back to that. That's a cute little town. I'd hang out there.
It's very crazy. It's kind of like Disneyland. Anyways, yeah, this is not about Peru.
Yeah, sorry. Get back on track.
Colombian. It is Colombian coffee.
Did you like have a good time just driving? Because you just drive around. Like, nobody gave you a hard time about getting coffee?
Well, so actually what I was going to say about the Colombian girl was that they didn't have drip coffee in there. So she made me an Americano, which she's like, it's basically the same thing. It's just.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's kind of, it's a shot basically with water.
One caveat, the Colombian coffee is like a little espresso heavy, which is fine. That's okay.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. I mean, that's why it's going to be strong probably. So
we're not afraid of strong coffee though. We like. What do they say? Like, you have hair on your chest or whatever?
Oh, grow some hair on your chest? Yeah, for real. Like, cowboy coffee or whatever?
Absolutely.
But I just have to say, I do not drink coffee black ever. And so you guys would be so proud of me. I'm drinking black coffee.
Yeah, of all the things in your life, yeah, I'm very proud of you for drinking a little bit of black coffee with me.
I mean, it's kind of hard. Like, there's definitely levels of coffee drinking. And
it takes a while to build up that. Because, like, yeah, if you drink coffee with, like, sugar or something else, then it taking that away, coffee can be very bitter.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially if it's Starbucks coffee, because they don't do it right, but whatever. I digress.
Okay, yeah. Hard feelings over here. But I feel like also, like, I'm fine without sugar in mine. I would just like the cream. I think I need to like
cream. Like almond milk or cream it up. Like heavy cream.
I mean, I would prefer like a heavier cream than almond milk. For some reason, almond milk is like water, putting water in water. It doesn't do anything. Anyways, I know you're an almond milk girly.
I like almond milk. I don't know about water on water, but whatever.
Whatever. Anyways. Okay. So what we ended up doing was we have mystery mugs in front of us. So we have an A, B, C, and D. And Cave's husband was able to not let us see which one he poured them into. Yeah,
blind testing this, everybody. But also, like, mystery cups. All of my cups are from Starbucks. They're location cups.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't buy them, right? So, like, there are four here, and I got them all for free.
Yeah, with the points.
With the points.
If you know, you know. Yeah. Unfortunately, we really did want to get Pete's, but that one was just too far.
It's like 15 minutes away, everybody. Yeah. It's super far.
But I just am also curious, because Cave claims that is the best one.
I think Pete's is way better. And I haven't had Pete's since, like, well, we had Pete's when we went out yesterday, but, like, there's not one that's, like, easily accessible. When I was in San Francisco, I would go out of my way, like, an extra 2 blocks just to go to Pete's instead of Starbucks, because Starbucks is gross.
That's funny.
All right, let's do this. My brain is, like, ready for caffeine.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
We're recording at 9:38 a.m., and we both have not had coffee yet. So, cheers. Okay, this is number A, guys, everybody.
Whoa. That's good.
Initial thoughts. I feel it's a strong.
I don't know.
It tastes very strong to me.
It tastes a little like a burnt-ish. I don't know. It's very strong.
I was going to – okay. What are, like, your thoughts just, like, initially? Which one do you think it is?
I think it's either the Americano or my regular Stumptown. But it doesn't have, like a – I don't know, Stumptown, or it tastes really burnt, so it could be Starbucks. I don't know.
That's what I was, like, my initial, like, first thought was that it's the Colombian one, because it's really strong. Uh-huh. But then, the burntness or, like, whatever kind of tastes like Pike's.
It's, like, bitter a little bit. I think it might be Pike's. Anyway.
Okay, out of, like, a 5, what would you rate this? Just, like...
I am partial to black coffee, so, like, even black, like, bad black coffee, I'm still into. So, okay. I'm going to do, like, 6 on that one.
I kind of like it. Yeah. Wait, it was out of 5.
Oh, it was out of 5? My bad. I'll do a 4.
I'm going to do a 6.
I'm going to do 4. That makes a little bit more sense.
I don't hate this one, but it is pretty intense. Like, this for me is, like, a little bit of a, like, I wouldn't be able to drink this without something in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's probably a good, like, I think that's why it's an Americano or the Starbucks. Okay, so my rating is going to be 4 out of 5, and Kelly's is going to be...
But more importantly, write who you think it is. Okay. So the options are Colombian Coffee Company, Starbucks, Stumptown, or BlackRock.
I think it's Colombian.
I might change my answer though. We don't have to stick with them. But
okay,
I think...
I'm gonna do Colombian too, and that way we can be similar. But you have to tell me your rating too.
Let's see. Yeah, I actually really like this one for, like, taste wise. I would say it's a 4.5. Okay.
Four point five really just had to show me up on that. God.
Just a 4.
A 4.5. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna put mine over here so it doesn't get mixed up.
Here's the next one.
All right.
Look how cute these cups are. I've got a California cup and a Washington cup.
And now she has a Portland cup, which is very cute. You have to get the Oregon one, though. The Oregon one's really cute.
I think I have the Oregon one. It's probably just at my office because I haven't brought it back yet.
Oh.
And the Yosemite cup that I got in Grass Valley. It was definitely not Yosemite, but.
So funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this is B. Cheers. Oh my gosh. Wait, initial smell? Just the smell? It smells way different.
Yeah. I think this is my regular.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell me that.
I've never had it. Oh, no, I didn't have it yesterday. I don't think this is yours.
Black Rock, maybe?
Do that again. Kelly's done this like 4 times.
No, I'm like tasting. Sorry. Do you ever get like... super annoyed by people and how they drink their coffee.
I was literally just gonna say that. At least I'm not going
into my coffee.
Christmas morning, my dad will do this. for every single sip. I know my dad does it too. It's such a dad thing. Especially when we were in Ireland. Love you, Dad. We were in Ireland every morning. It was just Dad drinking his coffee. Actually, Spencer drinks his coffee the same, so.
I mean, maybe it's just a dude thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hate it. Or like my sister, when she sips her coffee or her, she, with the spoon and the soup, she'll do this. I'm like, stop that immediately.
I really hope that these sounds are coming through the microphone, actually. Like, sorry for if anyone has misophonia, for real.
Is that a real thing, misophonia? Mm-hmm. Okay, didn't know that. I'm going to learn something new today. I don't hate this. I think it's...
I think you're right. I think it's Black Rock, too, because I don't think I've tasted anything like it before.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think? Three out of, like,
three? I think it's a three, yeah, for sure.
I just wish...
I don't like it as much as the last one, for sure.
Yeah, I wish that there was a little bit more, like... depthness to it. Like, it doesn't really stay in my mouth. It like just kind of
I was gonna say, do you think it's because we already have coffee in our mouth now? Like, our decision's gonna change based on like how much more coffee we drink, you know what I mean?
I definitely think there's an argument to be like
a palate cleanser.
Yeah, definitely. Oh. Especially with coffee that's like really but
the smell of this one is like really crazy, I feel like. No?
Yeah, it does. It smells good. I like the way it smells.
Yeah.
I just don't wish I wish that it was a more satisfying sip.
Interesting.
This is like icky. Now I'm tasting it a couple of times.
That's what I was going to say. It's getting more and more bitter.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go
back. I still think it's a three, though.
I'm going to go to a two. Two out of five. Okay, what do we think it is, though? We have to guess.
I still think it's Black Rock, honestly.
Okay, Black Rock. I will do that as well.
Yeah. But I might change my answers once I taste them all.
Not my favorite. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the next one.
Okay, now we're on C, guys.
C! Wait. Also, the coffee is getting cold.
I know. That's a bummer. I was thinking that, too. There's no smell. Oh, this one's so floral.
What's wrong with my mouth? Like, I can't taste anything. What's happening? I don't understand.
I'm just watching her face. She's literally like so upset. There's nothing happening.
It doesn't taste like anything.
The taste is way more floral and like way less bitter, for sure.
No, I can't taste anything. I don't know what to say. I don't, yeah.
This is definitely the lightest one we've tried, for sure.
If this is Starbucks, I'm going to freak out.
Yeah.
Because, like, I can't taste it. So maybe I'm just susceptible.
I think this one's a Stumptown, actually.
Maybe that's
because
what
it's
it
the
is
least
day.
Bitter. Yeah. Because you're, like, used to it.
Plus, it's, like, a cold, which is gross.
I think it is the Stumptown.
Okay.
I like it, though. But it's very floral. Way just, like, negative bitterness. For
yeah.
Sure.
It's not bitter. And it's not sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that's why, like, these two intense coffees that we just had.
Yeah, are covering it up.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. So we think this is a Stumptown. What's your rating on it?
I think it's a four, for sure.
Yay, I'm so happy that you like my coffee. If this is my coffee, I don't know. Not that I can take credit for it, but I'm going to. Okay, next one. This is the last one, everybody.
And all right, number D, or number whatever. Letter D.
Letter D, number D.
Letter D. Okay.
At least this one's like warm.
Wait.
The other one was not warm.
This smells like Starbucks.
Ugh, yeah.
Whoa. This one's really bitter.
Yeah, I don't
know. Whoa, it has like floral notes too. What's going on with my mouth? Why am I pretending like I know what that means?
Also, how do you get floral notes in coffee?
I don't know. Or like maybe it's sweet. I don't know how to describe it. Not floral, but like it tastes not just bitter. Like, the first one was just bitter.
Mm-hmm. Like, the first one was way overcooked. Like, you could tell that they had taken the bean and, like, shot the temperature up on the water for a very long time and then, like, left it overnight on high. Mm. Like, it was just overburnt.
Interesting.
The second one, I don't think I could, like... Wait, I want
to
go
Yeah,
back.
We need to go back. Hold on.
I need to go back.
Okay, D, what are just, like, initial thoughts on D? Do we like D?
I like D. It's not very overpowering. It doesn't taste bitter.
It has some weird aftertaste, though. Not weird, just, like, it has an aftertaste. I don't know what it is. It's, like, I don't know. I was describing it as floral, but I don't – Keyflower's making fun of me, so.
Okay, making fun of you is aggressive. I can definitely taste it in my mouth after I'm done swallowing it, which is like, I couldn't do that with the last one.
Yeah, for sure. But it might, yeah. Let's see. Also, they could like make their coffee differently. You know what I mean? Like, I don't actually know the process of which one is that one though.
Are this you one is in order? B. Okay. Yeah, I went back. Everybody, sorry about it. Number one.
Whoa, B is weird now.
I know, right? It's like cross contamination. So like, I don't know how effective this taste test is.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, wait. B is so much lighter than I thought it was gonna be. What did we say B was? Black Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And which one did we think was Starbucks? Oh, we haven't picked Starbucks yet.
I know. It's got to be one of the – because, like, the last one, D – I just did that.
You did it, yeah.
I don't want that.
Wow, yeah. My mouth literally can't tell the difference. So maybe, like, C and D are really not, like, accurate because all I tasted was A, essentially.
Yeah, so weird. Okay, so, like, A is probably Starbucks then. I bet you anything. And then this D, because it doesn't have like a very long aftertaste, could be the Colombian coffee, the Americano.
Mm.
So it's probably got like
I think mine are switched. I think Starbucks is D and okay. Then Colombia, but you can do whatever you want.
I will do whatever I want.
Yeah. I think D is Starbucks.
Okay. I'm going to say A is Starbucks and then D is my Colombian.
Hmm.
I think. But again, I don't know. And we're not like winning anything, right? Nothing. No. It's like low stakes. What are we gonna taste test?
I'll give you a little booty rub.
Okay. Wow. Thanks.
Yeah.
Booty rub. What is that? I don't know what that is. Anyway,
drop a low girl.
What about your rating on the last?
Oh, one? Yeah. Okay. So again, it's like kind of skewed because I can't really tell.
Now I just like. You know, I'm so self-conscious of having coffee breath and like breathing in people's vicinity. Like,
yeah, because that is my literal nightmare.
Halitosis is disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I used to work with a woman who had like the worst halitosis ever. And I know, like, but lady.
It's like, so hard because you're like, how do you not know?
Also that, how
you know what I mean?
You can take your tongue tastes your mouth, right? Like you could tell that you're like spewing poison inside of my face right now. You could take a step back and like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Dental, what do you call it? Just like dental
hygiene.
Hygiene. Yeah. Wow. Still need more coffee.
We've had a lot of big words said this morning. Yeah.
I say?
Eminently.
I was like, imminently. Yeah. It's going to happen imminently. And Gabler was like, not imminently.
That's not. No. Anyway, we had a lot of big words today before coffee and then a lot of different types of coffee. So now I'm going to be talking really fast. Great.
Oh, yeah. We're all buzzed up. Okay, how do you want to
buzzed
do
up.
How do you want to do the final reveal? Do you think our scores are – okay, yeah. What are we scoring, D?
We need to do our score for D.
I feel like out of a 5 scale is hard because it's also like
– You picked the scale.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Because it's not a 3, but it's not a 4.
I'm going to do a 2.8 and feel okay about that.
Okay, I would say 3. It's not as that bad.
Okay,
you I can like do this a 3. One.
I'm not so into it, but all right, everybody, we're going to talk about the scoring and the final tally, and then okay, Kelly is going to give us the final reveal.
I have the piece of paper that has what everything is on it.
But let's go over it one more time before we look at it. Okay. Okay, for A, we thought it was super bitter and way too crazy and hot.
But also it was our first one, so I feel like it may be a little skewed because we hadn't had coffee yet. So, but it does still look, just like based on color, it does look the darkest.
It's definitely the darkest.
For sure. I still think this is the Colombia one.
Mm. Okay, I said Starbucks 4 out of 5. Actually, no, I'm not doing 4 out of 5.
It's really bitter.
It's very bitter. Now that I go back to it, I'm going to do 2 out of 5. I think it's Starbucks. Kelly did 4.5 out of 5.
I mean, I don't think that's true anymore.
Okay, what would you – what's your final tally?
I think it's probably like a 3 for sure.
3 out of 5. And then she thinks it's the Colombian.
Mm-hmm.
B is the Black – I think it's the Black Rock.
I think it's Black Rock too.
It was very like weak-ended. Wait, on the back end.
Which one is B? This one's B. Oh, actually, I've been drinking B the most. But I don't know if it's just because it was in my hand. Hmm.
Ugh, God, that's awful.
But now it's way lighter than A. That's wild. Okay.
Bitter.
Crazy. Ugh.
Okay, 2 out of 5, 3 out of 5 for Kelly. I think it's Black Rock. She thinks it's Black Rock.
Mm.
And then going back to C.
Mm-hmm.
C is
Definitely the most floral, the least bitter.
It's very light.
It's too. Very light.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it might be Stumptown.
Yeah, I think that one's Stumptown.
Four too. Out of five for me.
Yeah, I like it. 4 out of 5.
If it had been a little bit warmer in my cup, I think I would have really enjoyed it, but it was kind of cold. Okay, so the last one is D, mm-hmm. and that one.
Based on color, this one's also very dark.
Less bitter than the first one.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think this is the Colombian. It just got stuck in the back of my throat. Not that it was awful.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know when you're, like, breathing in, you're like.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Anyway, all of my, like, morning sounds right in the podcast.
No
so
big
great.
Deal.
Okay, 2.5, 2.8, I'm sorry, out of 5 for me. And then Kelly
I think
it's
a 3.
3 out of 5.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Are we ready?
And then the last one you said was Colombian. Or no, you think it's Starbucks. I think it's Colombian.
Oh, sorry. We hadn't got there yet.
There we go.
Got it.
So we like switched our A and Ds. Anyway, yeah. Here we go. Big reveal.
Mm.
Let's see how wrong we are.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. A is Colombian.
Oh.
Wait, so let's go back.
Okay. Kelly got that right. I got it wrong.
This one was definitely the most intense, and I think that's why I knew it was the Colombian, because it was a shot, basically. But then she watered it down because it's an Americano, so I don't know.
I don't know. It's very bitter, though.
Mm.
That'll definitely kill it.
I'm sorry. I'm not
You'll definitely get hair on your chest if you drink Colombian coffee, apparently.
Yeah, it is pretty – I mean, the color-wise, it's definitely what you want to see when you're drinking coffee, for sure.
Fair enough.
And then, okay, the next one,
Black Rock, or this is what we said was Black Rock.
Yeah. And that is correct.
Oh, we got that right.
Cheers.
Look at that.
I wonder, why did we think that though? Just because of the.
Because of the weird aftertaste. It's like a weird aftertaste now, especially since it's like not burning hot.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like chemically. I don't love that.
Ooh, yeah. Good to know.
Anyway.
Hater.
I know.
Okay, C was Stumptown.
Woo, got it red.
Yeah, that one was definitely the lightest and the least bitter, which
that was
really
favorite
nice.
Too. Yeah. I got that 4 out of 5, so yeah. That's what I drink on a regular basis.
Yeah, but also initially you were like, I can't even taste it.
I know. That's probably because I drink it on a regular basis. I'm like, yeah. This tastes like everything, like my mouth is just used to it at this
That's
point.
That's true. Okay, and then D is Starbucks. Dang.
You got it right. I mixed up the Colombian and the Starbucks, but if anything – they're both very bitter and very strong.
Yeah.
Because Starbucks is bitter and gross.
Okay.
And whatever.
I liked it. I mean, obviously, I
like Would you
Starbucks.
Drink, like, black Starbucks coffee?
No, I wouldn't drink black coffee probably ever. Like, most of the days. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
But I'm working on it. I'm getting stronger, guys.
It's also, like, maybe not in the cards for you for your life. You don't have to, like, be a black coffee drinker. I've also been thinking about switching about tea instead of coffee.
Really? Like caffeinated yes. tea or just?
Caffeinated tea in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, how come?
My teeth are getting like really yellow.
Oh my God.
And I don't want to have to keep bleaching them because I have like really sensitive teeth. Mm. So I'm like, maybe I should switch to tea. But mm-hmm. I don't know if that's going to do anything or be any different. But
I mean, key, you could, it's kind of gross if it's like hot, but you could just drink through a straw.
That's true.
Yeah.
But then I have to like have a straw for the rest of my life.
I prefer drinking things out of a straw. Like, I prefer, like, iced coffee mostly. Anyways.
Sure. With a straw. Actually, I don't really like straws because yesterday I had iced coffee, too, and I didn't need a straw.
I know. You didn't use a straw, yeah.
We could leave the straws behind, people.
Anyway,
I'm okay with it.
She's saving the sea turtles cave by herself, not me.
Aw.
I
One
will
straw,
not do
one
that.
Cup of coffee at a time.
No Aww. Big.
Anyway.
But we just wanted to come on and say hi and do a little filler episode because I'm going to be gone for a lot of days in the next week. So we're hoping to just have like a banked episode and be able to just, you guys can get us in your ear holes
okay.
whenever you want to. But we're going to be MIA for a little tiny bit.
But we also want to hear about your coffee stories. Tell us about what coffees you like. And,
oh, yeah.
Only if it's black coffee, though, because, you know, we can't like. Judge or
the foofies.
Yeah. We were gonna go to Dutch Bros, but they had like they don't do black coffee.
They don't
do
hot coffee.
It's all cold. How are people drinking Dutch Bros? Like it's
I'm pretty sure that's what I saw. They had nothing as hot at all, which is wild. So they must just have like everything in like containers.
So would we call that like a coffee smoothie spot, not like an actual coffee?
I mean it's just sugar essentially that place. Yeah.
I don't don't know how I feel about that. Also, we could have done Dunkin's, but like Dunkin's isn't all the way over here.
We don't have Dunkin's. Yeah.
Not in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
But I was do like Dunkin's coffee, like if we were to do something on the East Coast.
I know. And I feel like it's like kind of like taboo, but if you get the Dunkin's like from the grocery store, like the beans are actually really good.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. I think
it's not the worst.
I haven't been to the East Coast in a minute, but when I went to Boston forever ago, it was like a cup of coffee and donut, and it was great.
Yeah. Dunkin's is all over. What I feel like the Dutch Bros is kind of the Dunkin's of over here, though.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. What's like your favorite thing to have with coffee? Are you a donut person, or do you do bread?
Yeah, definitely toast. Gotcha. I'm a toast girl.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Through and through.
I don't eat bread that often, but
Kaif bought bread for me, guys.
I brought her Dave's.
It was a monumental.
Your dad will be so proud of
moment.
Me.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like, I'm a carb girl for sure.
Yeah.
Otherwise, right. I'm just starving all the time.
That's okay.
Anyway,
carbs are good for you.
We don't need to talk about my food on the pod.
Yes, we do. That's the whole point of the pod. We're being candid.
Oh, just so candid. Also, the other night, so we were at on Friday night. We didn't mention this on the other podcast, but we were telling someone that we have a podcast together, and they're like, "What do you guys like?" It's just interesting. Every time people are like, "What do you guys like talk about?" And I always say just like our lives or whatever. And I was like, it's just like us catching up. And Gabler's like, what are you like? I don't even know how you said it, but you're just like, we're just like candid in our 30s and like whatever. And I'm like, that is literally the name of the podcast. So yeah, it was pretty funny.
Just candidly chatting about what's going on.
We're just like candidly. Yeah, we're just candidly us or something like that is what she said. And I was just like, what?
That's going to be your marketing tagline.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. But oh my gosh.
It's very funny.
Should we do gratitudes and grievances? I feel like we didn't really live a whole lot of life to have a gratitude and grievances.
Between last night and right now? Yeah, totally. You're right. I mean, I don't know. We don't really – we're just grateful for you all and the fact that you guys still listen. And
we'll start with the grievance and then you end on the high note.
Well, I mean, I don't really have one. Do you have one?
I mean, okay. So I made I'll find – I'm
– Okay, she wants to do it.
Endless amounts of grievances, everybody.
Yeah. So let's go.
Here we go. Okay, I bought like a ton of those bananas from Costco, right? And they go bad. And then you make banana bread.
Correct.
Right? And then my banana bread was not cooked all the way through. Mm. So I've had to like keep throwing it in the oven. Do you do this? Like,
I don't think I've ever thrown it back in.
Okay. Well, I would say my grievance is banana bread is ridiculous. I need to like up all
Did you toothpick
my...
it?
No.
Before you took it out?
Mm. No, I didn't. But anyway, my whole point is baking is really hard these days.
Do you think it's because you're in Oregon? No, because Washington was wet too.
I think it's my kitchen stove is weird. Like, my cooktop is weird. The oven is weird. My like bread loaf dish or whatever is like 5 years old. It's like really wicked old and gross. So anyway, my grievance is just I need to get like upgraded baking, unpacking in my kitchen and like make my life make sense again. And then
it's
I can
happen.
Do
That's the plan for
banana
today.
Bread again because I like banana bread and I like to keep that on a regular basis because I eat a lot of bananas and then I don't and they go bad.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, also just that's a whole grievance in itself is like Costco produce because you like think it's a good idea at the time of getting. I mean, I do. This is what I do like literally weekly is like I go and get berries because it's like the most reasonable price. Like that's one thing I miss about California so much was just the produce was so fresh and yummy and it actually tasted good and it wasn't $1 million but
yeah you can buy like a whole flat of strawberries for $10 on the side of the road instead of like $8 for this
tiny little box of them
yeah
they're just insanely expensive and so anyways but I always buy them at Costco because it makes the most sense and then I never eat them and then it goes bad like real quick. I don't know, I feel like they just for some reason they when they're like that many of them together they somehow like gang up on each other or gang up on the person that bought them, you know what I mean, they all go bad at the same exact time. It's like
ridiculous. Like make a suicide pact together
for real. It was like we're all going out together guys like, whatever.
Why do I have Toy Story 3 in my mind?
All the little blueberries like, looking at talking to each other. Anyways, yeah, they're kind of like a little army and they decide to, just do that every single time. But anyways, I do. It just, Costco is the most reasonable for like so many things. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand humans who don't go to Costco. It's just.
I just got my own Costco card.
Yeah.
I'm an adult now, like officially.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's the best.
Okay. And then my gratitude or slash our gratitude is for each other. Also, Kelly played what is it, Villainous? Star Wars Villainous.
Oh, yeah. I played Star Wars, guys.
Yeah, played Star Wars. We've been trying to play this game for a little bit. My brother just bought it. So thank you for entertaining my brother and playing games with us.
Oh, my God. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't actually – I went out on the coffee mission, so I didn't – I'm not still playing, but
– I wasn't going to throw you under the bus like anyway, that, but okay.
Sorry. But, well, yeah, we're thankful for all of you guys and that you continue to listen. And, yeah, we just are grateful to be here. You know us. You love us. We're still not – don't have our shit together, but it's okay.
That's okay. Taste testing today was really fun, but, like, well, next time we'll do – maybe like a snack or
– oh, yeah. We haven't done snacks in a minute.
Or we can do like a – we haven't done smoothies, right? We've done wine. We've done cocktails, coffee.
Have we done wine? We actually haven't done that.
Just kidding. Maybe we'll do wine next time. Yeah. See, we don't have our lives together. It's fine.
Anyway. All right. Okay. We love you all so much.
Thanks for being candid.
Bye.
Gonna drink the rest of this coffee.
Yeah.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram @Candidly30. Thanks for being candid with us.